Coach, it just felt like for a second straight game, it was kind of the same story, a tough second half scoring for your team.
You know, we're just standing around waiting for somebody else to get things started. You know, we're not attacking the basket to try to get to the free throw line and get them into some foul trouble. You know, we just don't have anybody right now that wants to take it at somebody and get the job done and lead the team, and that's what we're missing right now.
Well, the first half you were behind early, but then you got back into it there, took the one-point lead at the half there, and set pretty good there, but then it just kind of came back with the turnover bug right out of the gates there in the second half.
You know, that the end of that first half, we started doing what we said we needed to do. We needed to attack the inside, push the ball a little bit, and we were doing that, and that's what got us back in the thing. And then all of a sudden, the turnover started coming at us again. We got to make better choices. We're throwing right into their hands. We just weren't here ready to play tonight, and it cost us big.
Well, you did have some moments at times where Strine, she was very much guarded the whole night. I think they were kind of doubling her in the paint there, but she had hard-earned 8 points there tonight, but it's good to see Allie kind of hit some shots deep range there, and her and Erica ended up with 11 points each.
You know, Allie, she made some big baskets in the first half, getting to the basket, getting her long-range shot. Then again in the second half, she's been struggling the last couple of games, so I'm glad that she got some shots to fall. But just one person, one or two people, it's just not going to be enough to get the job done.
You guys fought to within four there late third quarter. Had a kind of an unfortunate error, the turnover there, and then the Kraleska girl banks a deep three to end the third quarter. Did you feel like that was probably the big momentum shift there for the rest of the night?
I really do. We should have shot the ball, and we didn't, and then we didn't get on her. She's a good player, but we didn't make her work for all her shots. A lot of her shots were just wide open, and you can't do that against a good player like that.
Well, you have an extra day now, I guess, to get ready for Smoky Valley on Tuesday. Of course, that's moved from Monday to Tuesday, but that's going to be a tough match up there against another state-ranked team.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. We're going to have to bounce back. We're going to have to see what these girls are made of. We definitely didn't put our best foot on the floor, or best feet on the floor tonight, and we just got to come back and play better next week. The girls will regroup. We're going to fight hard next week, and we're going to do everything we can to get it to the winner's side of the bracket.
All right, once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.